tablet 17. The rest of the revelation can briefly be explained as below. In Revelation 8:2, until the end of chapter 11, the same seven angels which opened the seven seals are described as seven angels with seven trumpets. Each of them comes, and by their teachings, which are like trumpets, humanity is awakened. Later on, after the angels leave, when humanity fails to understand and creates many samskaras, bad reactions, the disasters follow to hurt them in order to burn their karmas, sins. In chapter 10, the era of the flourishing of the intellect is described, and how following this, by the coming of the seventh angel, the mystery of God will be finished, Revelation 10, verse 7. In chapter 11, it is described that these angels are the prophets who will come and prophesize for 3,500 years. After that, the seventh angel will sound his trumpet. Then the kingdom of God and his glory will come. In chapter 12, until verse 14, it is described how the lower nature of the unit consciousness was with the human from the very beginning of his existence, the power of the dragon who appeared in heaven. This lower nature of the unit consciousness became manifested as Maya on earth. This is symbolized by the casting out of the dragon from heaven to earth by Michael and his angels, Revelation 12, verses 7 through 10. It is this lower nature that should be overcome in the earthly life. In fact, overcoming this lower nature, dragon, Maya, is much easier in this body and situation because the dragon, Maya, hath but a short time, Revelation 12, verse 12. So, the dragon was wroth and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, Revelation 12:17. The war is the attraction of this external world for those who are in their lower natures. Chapter 13 describes how this dragon, Maya, uses desires and attachment, first and second beasts, to bring humanity to the ocean of Maya, dragon. Chapter 14 again describes the advent of Christ, truth, and the same seven angels that opened the seven seals. However, some other events which happened in addition to those described in previous chapters occur in this chapter in the same time period, 3,500 years. Again, in the time of the seventh angel, the earth is ripe, and the winepress is used to separate the ripe from the unripe. In chapter 15 until 16, verse 18, the same angels who open the seals are described as angels with the last plagues. When the seventh angel pours his vial, the plan of God finishes, and it will be done. It is done. Revelation 16:17. After this last angel is the time when the mystery of God will be finished, Revelation 10:7. The kingdom of God will come, Revelation 11:15. The nations will become angry, Revelation 11:18. And the ripe will be separated. The clusters of the vine of the earth will be gathered because her grapes are fully ripe, Revelation 14:18. It is in the time of the seventh angel that it will be finished, the plan. It is done. Revelation 16:17. After all these things happen, then is the time for Babylon to fall. Babylon symbolizes the making of a name by wealth and power or false ego. It is described in chapter 17 and 18. Then is the time for the glory of God to come, which is described in chapter 19, By the sword of the mouth of the one who sits on the white horse, the darkness will be dispelled out of the minds of the people. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. Revelation 19:21. So the remnant will be slain by the power of truth, which comes from the mouth of the one sitting on the horse. The rest of the revelation describes the two stages of liberation, resurrection, and how the state of pure consciousness is.